Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I am speaking about the week beginning Monday, March 14th, and ending on Sunday, March 20th, which is also the day the sun enters Aries. We have the equinox in the spring, and actually, International Astrology Day. How about that? Well, it hasn't always been so. This is not an ancient holiday like the equinox was. But at any rate, I have some strange news for you about this week, and it sometimes happens because of where the planets are that you can have the moon go through several signs and have a hard time finding a good aspect or a good enough aspect, meaning at the right time of day when people are awake and can utilize it, or long enough for us to really experience the effect before the moon is headed off towards another more challenging aspect. We should put it that way. And so it is with this week. And I will tell you just up front that apart from the void of course Leo moon between 7 a.m. Eastern and 1 a.m. on Wednesday, this Tuesday to Wednesday void of course moon is going to give you the greatest sense of no obstacles and challenges until we get all the way to a daytime experience of moon in Libra's trine to Mars in Aquarius, which will fill most of the day Friday. And we will have the positive Libra moon aspects through about 8 o'clock Saturday the 19th, and then we go back to some challenges. So, having heard that, you can kind of figure out your best days here, but let's see what the other challenges are. Monday, those up by 6 a.m., and this is no longer standard time, this is now daylight savings time for the East Coast. This will be the moon in Leo's opposition to Venus in Aquarius at 6 a.m., and then going towards the square to Uranus and Taurus at 3:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and then going towards the opposition to Saturn in Aquarius until, again, about 7 a.m. on Tuesday, the 15th of March. So, the moon in Leo needs to feel affection, loyalty, attention, respect, isn't getting it, you know. It's like also having to deal with the changes and the differences of values, which is the moon square to Uranus in Taurus, and then some obstacles to hopes and wishes, definitely, and future plans as the moon opposes Saturn until 7 a.m. Tuesday. So again, having at least a void of course moon for the rest of Tuesday and until about 1 a.m. Wednesday morning Eastern time, we don't have the challenges, but we may be dealing with the aftermath, and you know, we may be feeling that we want to, you know, have entertainment of some kind and be able to experience some pleasures. It's also, you know, going to be difficult as we begin the progress through the Virgo moon energy right now, because Mercury is in early Pisces and is the first aspect, a moon in Virgo opposing Mercury in Pisces, and that's until 10:08 p.m. Eastern. So that's all day Wednesday. So now you've got that Virgo moon with the instinctive feeling for order and perfection, you know, taking care of things in their proper way, the proper time. And this Mercury that's drifting and dreaming in the Piscean realm, it's just not going to be easy to get things to work with precision during that aspect. And people may say things and be misunderstood or misheard. It's not Mercury retrograde, but it has some of that quality to it. And then there's just this really short time for the moon to trine Uranus in Taurus. So the aspect was over basically just after 10 p.m., and this aspect is only in the moon trine Uranus until 11:25 p.m. So that is when, if you need to do something, if you're able to focus, you might be able to make some positive change or reach something online that is helpful information for you. But the rest of the time, no. And once we get past that trine, Virgo Moon opposes Jupiter in Pisces until almost 10 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day, if you are celebrating that. I don't do that anymore. And that's the 17th, of course. This moon opposition Jupiter in Pisces is going to be augmented even more so by the moon opposition to Neptune in Pisces until 7:02 p.m. So this is where there is just no comfort zone for the moon in Virgo, because things are not predictable, things are not logical, and there's a lot of deception and overblown ideas and things like that going on. And of course, it is a holiday where people indulge in a lot of merrymaking, which includes alcohol, and that's the Pisces energy. So there are a lot of things that can go wrong if there's too much alcohol involved, and this is coming right at the time now where the approach is Virgo Moon to oppose the Sun in Pisces. It'll be 3:18 a.m. Friday, the 18th for Eastern time. And that is the full moon. So all of this buildup from Monday to the full moon has been happening with a lot of intensified feelings. And so it's kind of good that it isn't until later in the evening and into the early morning hours that it comes to a head, because that's what the full moon can be, is coming to a head. So, you know, hopefully you are in a place where the strangeness of the Piscean energy is not going to be a problem for you in any way. And if you're not, then just be aware that there are potentials, unfortunately, for things to, again, go pretty wrong under those Virgo Moon Pisces oppositions for like a whole day. And it's, again, just a quick time after this full moon arrives where the moon will trine Pluto in Capricorn, and that's from about 3:20 a.m. to 4:11 a.m. on Friday. So some of you on the West Coast might still be up, and then you might be able to put some things back together that have fallen apart in many ways, because the full moon is about our relationships also. And they can have such a strain on them that there's a parting of the ways at a full moon. So it's at least in the mutable signs of Virgo and Pisces, so the oppositions can be met in the middle, if there's enough energy and desire on both parties to come to the middle and compromise in some way. The other thing about the full moon is you're having your fruition from the new moon in Pisces. That's what you're experiencing now. And so I have had a look at this full moon, and I believe I am able to include this in the forecast. It is the classic polarity, again, between the moon's instinctive need for order and perfection and logic, and the sun's drifting in the feelings and psychic sensitivities. This is heightened by the fact that the sun has recently joined Neptune and is still an orb of the Neptune conjunction. And we have a lot more Pisces with Jupiter, with Mercury conjunct, coming into the exact conjunction in Pisces. So the moon is struggling. The Pisces energy is more prevalent. And yet the moon is also going to make a grand trine in Earth at this time, with the trine to Pluto in Capricorn and the trine to the North Node in Taurus, which is now at 23 degrees of Taurus. So the moon at 27 is in this grand trine. So it can stabilize if it has an authority figure that is giving it wise advice and it's moving towards the idea of stability. Just allowing the self to ground is a good place to be. We also have Venus and Mars still in conjunction in Aquarius, and the Saturn in Aquarius energy is interesting because it sits with an asteroid, Juno, and the Mars energy sits with a centaur, Chiriquo, who is joined to another asteroid, Vesta, and that Vesta is out of sign conjunct Pluto. So there's a lot of flow also on the Aquarian energies, which are looking for the intuitive understanding of what needs to be done in the future and how to work with and use our energy and freedom, individuality. So, again, this is not a compatible sign with the Virgo moon, which is actually in a challenge of must reconcile challenge to Saturn at 20 degrees of Aquarius. So, and that Saturn and its conjunction to Juno, which is about women's rights and equality and marriage and things like that, that's squaring the nodes. So, one of the things we can say about our Scorpio-Taurus nodes is that basically it's about the power, Scorpio, and the money, Taurus. Although both of them are strong and both of them are involved with finance. But the south node in Scorpio is where the turmoil is always taking place and the fears that are fueling some subversive activities, perhaps, because Scorpio is hidden, and trying to hold on to being in the power position. And the Taurus North Node is asking us to, again, create stability, you know, create a sense of peace. And that's something that, you know, with all of that stimulation that we get through the internet, Saturn in Aquarius is also showing us how we can be harmed by that energy. I mean, the literal energy from all the electronics is another issue, but the actual overuse this is a problem. And then, of course, we've got something going on in the world where a country has aggressed, and the only way to combat without starting a World War III is sanctions. And so the people of that country that aren't all in alignment with the aggression have been cut off from international internet, which, if you have ever lost your internet connection, and I'm sure that there would be few people listening to me who haven't had that awful experience of like, I can't get my emails. And, you know, maybe you don't have them on your cell phone, or maybe your cell phone's with the same company that went down. Whatever, it is very frustrating to not be able now at this stage of our lives culturally to be able to connect through the electronics to other people. So this is going on, and some people will be definitely experiencing this frustration, but we can all understand, and maybe there will be other reasons. Weather-related happened to me last night, I think. It was just very bizarre. But I had a feeling when I woke up the next morning it would be back to normal, and fortunately it was. Otherwise, I was going to be calling computer techs and trying to figure out what the heck happened. But it is very disconcerting to us now. So we're going to see something about this going on. And, you know, who knows? The hacker thing is, you know, kind of big right now. So make sure you've got as much protection on your accounts as you can have. Keep getting your updates. And, you know, just hopefully this will not be part of your experience. We also have the Mars and Venus in Aquarius going square the Uranus and Taurus energy. So we've got, again, very different values, and this is another indication that there are some changes that simply have to be made. And let's see if we make them. So that's pretty much what I'm going to say about the full moon. When the moon enters a Libra at 7:26 a.m. on Friday, it's still in a full phase, and that's Eastern time, yes, and that is where you've got the good aspect of moon and Libra going trine Mars in Aquarius. And also the sun in Pisces is coming into sextile Pluto in Capricorn. So we're trying to get some things handled and make some connections. That is a good time to be marketing and networking and that kind of thing. Overnight, you get the moon's trine to Venus in Aquarius. That's coming in around 5 a.m. on Saturday the 19th in the Eastern Zone. So if you were out west, you might have gotten the beginning of that, which could have been a new relationship forming, possibly. It would have been, I guess, if you're into the internet dating thing, Moon in Libra trine Venus in Aquarius would be the perfect aspect to be searching, but not necessarily ending up with something lasting, because this, again, Venus in Aquarius is going square Uranus in Taurus, and that is definitely a stressful challenge to stability in relationships and also stability in finance that comes in Saturday the 19th early morning. But the day itself has the moon in Libra trine Saturn in Aquarius until 8 p.m. Eastern. And so, again, this is a good day to make your connections, talk to people with some good information about how to do things involving your hopes and goals and plans. We are in the disseminating phase of the moon now, so we may be also giving out of our wisdom and understanding. But after 8 o'clock Saturday night, the moon in Libra does the monthly square to Pluto in Capricorn, and that's all the way through Sunday at 8:40 a.m. Eastern. So this is now when you stop trying to make negotiations and stop trying to get somebody to listen to you. It's not going to happen. Sunday the 20th, the sun enters Aries at 11:33 a.m. in the Eastern Zone. And that is what brings in the equinox that we have in the spring. If you've been out and about, you will have noticed, despite fluctuations in temperatures, that some blossoming is going on. You're definitely hearing birds and they're courting, and you can see that it's going to really accelerate now that we have gotten to the equinox, where we have equal day and equal dark hours, moving towards the greater light, the greater light half of the solar year. This is that moment where the solar light shift occurs. So now, if you are in the northern hemisphere, the sun is coming further and further north, which will bring us our east, our summer. And in the southern hemisphere, obviously, just the opposite is taking place. They're entering the darker half of the year and moving towards winter. So, Sun in Aries is also bringing us the more active fire nature, which is again sort of out there. The Mars energy rules Aries, and so that's the mating call. And it actually affects humans too, but they're not as aware of it, that this is a time when people might want to be finding partners or being more active with their partners. But at any rate, we will also unfortunately see the sun in Aries as a more aggressive attitude from people in positions of authority. So, you know, right now with what's going on in the world, that might not be the greatest thing to see. The moon enters Scorpio at 11:45 a.m. Eastern on Sunday, equinox day. And, you know, some of the time, the Scorpio moon's going to be doing great, but not on Sunday the 20th, although it won't be felt for most of the day because it doesn't complete until 7:17 a.m., on Monday, you have a moon going square Mars in Aquarius. So the issue of control versus freedom is huge. I mean, these are fixed signs, and Mars is in the sign of I'm an individual, I have rights, give me my freedom. And the moon is in that instinctive feeling to be the one that controls, the one that possesses, the one that manages everything. So, yeah, Sunday, not the greatest day, although again, you don't feel it. It's like an undercurrent that will come through at the exact in the morning on Monday. It's brewing on Sunday. But while that's brewing, we also have Mercury in Pisces going conjunction Jupiter in Pisces. So there's a lot of fantasy and idealized, and also, though, some pretty optimistic and happy feelings going on with the mind joining Jupiter. We can be expanding also and getting amazing psychic information. So that is the week. What's going to happen the next week? Well, Mars in Aquarius makes a rather tricky aspect. Mercury makes a tricky aspect, the week, the 21st to the 27th. But, and Mercury will change signs. Mercury will leave Pisces and enter Aries. So that's what we're going to be talking about for next week. And so for this week, as always, I wish you the best. Use the time wisely. And I'll say goodbye for now.